Hey class, today I want to share with you one of my favorite myths. So let's talk about what a myth is again really quickly. A myth is a story used to explain why things are the way that they are. People in Greek culture, or in any culture really, will use myths to explain things that they don't understand. Like, why does the sun move across the sky? Or why do people fall in love? This myth attempts to answer one of those questions that they could not answer. So, Persephone was the daughter of Demeter, and you know who Demeter is. Demeter was the goddess of nature. She is Zeus's sister. So, Persephone was out picking flowers one day when Hades, the god of the underworld, came up from his house down in the underworld and saw her, and it was love at first sight. He just could not get over her, so he decided, Persephone is going to be my wife. But did Persephone want to be his wife? No. Not really. She was happy just picking flowers, but Hades was a god. He was used to getting his way. So he snatched her up and took her all the way back down to the underworld to be his bride. Meanwhile, Hermes, remember who Hermes is? The messenger god, flies around with his tin shoes that have the wings, and he saw the whole thing and thought, I'm gonna go tell Demeter. So she, of course, gets very, very upset and kills all the crops. And now remember, she is the goddess of nature, so she controls the flowers and the trees and the grass and vegetation. So she decides no more plants, no more vegetables will grow from the ground. She is so upset and she goes to complain to Zeus. And Zeus is a smart man. He's the king of the gods. He realizes if Demeter is unhappy, that means that she is not going to let any flowers grow or crops that feed all the people in the world, then we have a pretty big problem. So Zeus decides to send Hermes to the underworld to try to get Persephone back. And Hermes is known for making deals. He's pretty good at this. So Zeus had confidence in him. So Hermes goes down to the underworld to visit Hades. But there's just one problem. He had to move really fast because the one rule about the underworld is if you go there and you eat food, then you're there forever. You can never, never, never leave. So Hermes goes to the underworld to get Persephone. He gets there and Hades is like, I really want to keep her because I love her and I want to marry her. But Persephone is not happy. She wants to go home. She wants to get out of the underworld. But Hades is tricky. Persephone has been down there for about a week and she hasn't been eating. So she's really hungry and she's really thirsty. So he says, Persephone, I have a pomegranate here and you can drink some. And that's not technically eating, so I don't think that you would be breaking the rules. And she drinks the pomegranate juice and swallows 6 seeds, because pomegranates have a lot of seeds. They have the most seeds of any fruit. So she swallows these 6 seeds. And Hades is like, brouhaha, I have won. Because eating a seed is, after all, eating. And now she has to stay there forever. But Hermes is there, and he's there to broker a deal. So Hermes says, Hades, how about because she only ate 6 seeds, she can stay with you for 6 months. And then she'll leave you and go back to her mother, back to the regular above the ground world for 6 more months. And then after that, she'll come back. So she'll go to live up there with Demeter for 6 months and stay down here with you and be your bride for 6 months. And Hades says, okay, well, I do I do love her, and I do want to make her happy, and this was Zeus's idea, so we want to make sure that he's not angry, because if Zeus is angry, then everyone is the victim. Also, Hades knew that Demeter was really upset, and the fate of humanity was basically resting on this decision. So, Hades says, okay, we'll make that deal. So then, Persephone goes back up to land, to her mother, Demeter, and Demeter is so happy that she blooms all the flowers, and the world becomes green again, and there are plants again for 6 months. But then when that 6 months is over, Persephone has to go back to be with Hades. So, what do you think that the Greeks used this story to explain?